To WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Hey, what's up, guys? You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Thanks for tuning in. This is Bombology with
Brian Crambino
and Adam, who is not here, actually.
I'm here right now, but I'm leaving very, very soon. Oh, and Will Murdoch.
Oh yeah, I'm here. What's up, guys?
Hey,
I'm actually in the DJ seat today. Adam usually inhibits this area, but I'm going to be doing it today.
Head anchor Will Murdoch.
Ooh, I like the sound of that now.
Hey now, how you doing, girl?
So I don't know if you guys are listening or not, but tune in. Am I right?
So right.
We did a really good job marketing this week, if you couldn't tell.
We did a great job. Brian, can you put that in the group chat again?
Actually, I can put it in the group chat.
What? Oh, listen.
Everyone, listen to
Wombology.
Everyone tune in. I'm going to text it right now. Adam's going to a Logic concert tonight.
Yeah, so usually I'm super dedicated to the radio station, mm-hmm. but out of the blue, one of my close friends, Kyle Stout, shout out Kyle Stout, texted me and said, hey man,
shout out Kyle Stout.
I got free tickets to a Logic concert. And I was like, I gotta go. So,
and it's also JID.
Yeah, and featuring YBN Cordae, but we're not going for those flunkies.
YBN Cordae has a good song. It's called Camelot, I think.
Is Camelot? Like,
I like JID. I don't really like the
other
one.
It's JID, not JID.
I think it's, it's J dot like a, I dot
that just kind of sounds like
D.
a curse word.
JID.
I felt dirty when I said it.
I'm going to JID ya.
Ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good.
Either way, I'm going for Logic. And
Logic sounds good. That doesn't sound like a curse word.
No, Logic's a good guy. And I'm really excited. I'm a huge fan. And Brian and Will are going to hold down the fort.
Yep.
And we're going to hold it down. Don't you worry, baby girl.
You know what I've actually noticed recently? What I was just talking about before, YBN Cordae. What's up with the rappers now having like YBN in front of their name?
Is that a legit
Young
thing?
Boy never.
Nelson.
But I know NBA is Never Broke Again. Fun fact.
Huh. Oh, it's not like a basketball reference.
I think it's a play on that, probably.
Oh, like a play on the basketball acronym.
Yeah.
The National Basketball Association. Right. No, it's the association.
No, it's the National Basketball
Athletics.
That's our new segment we like to call Fill in the Blank. With Brian Adam and Will. Brittle. Ooh.
That could be that? A...
Brattle?
It'd probably be Brattle, right?
Mmm. Me. So.
Say the last word.
Horny.
Oh, boy. We all knew that was coming, right?
Everybody
knew what that was.
That's kind of Will's catchphrase. Will, let's be honest. You've said me so horny probably more than you've said any combination of words in your whole college career.
How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Or
hot or cold drink?
You have a number of phrases.
I got a lot of them.
Hot or cold drink?
Hot or cold drink?
If you say that to just random people on campus, you could get a laugh. Like, I did it a few times this week after last episode where you started just going off with it.
Yeah.
And it turned some heads. I'm sorry, what?
I said it to Jen and she laughed.
Jen
Rowan.
But I messed it up.
Shout out Jenny Rowan.
I said, hey, Adam. And you were like, what's up? I was like, hot.
Oh, this was when we were actually at Gilbert's.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And she was like, oh, you mean the lady that works here? I was like, yeah.
She was like, oh, you mean like the lady that works here and goes, hot or cold drink?
Hot or cold drink. Hot or cold. This lady is such a freaking butt. Whoa. I hate her.
That's fine. He could say that. Freaking butt. Nothing wrong with that.
Ooh, that reminds me. I went to Bacon Fest today.
Ooh.
Yo, me too. Missed you there.
You know it's America's largest food festival in the world?
You're kidding me.
In America's largest food festival?
Wait, the food is the largest or the population is the largest? The largest
population.
At a food festival. Come on, you got this. What is it, Brian?
The largest food festival in America is Bacon Fest in Easton,
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
The most food consumed ever was in Mesopotamia.
I was a little underwhelmed.
Hey, can you let me do this bit?
Yeah, let him do the bit. Mesopotamia, go ahead.
The largest food...
Let him do the bit!
The largest food consumption area of all time was Mesopotamia in 1000 BC. They got so drunk and so crazy that they ended up eating 90,000 cows in 3 days. Now, I'm not talking about cows. I'm talking about cattle. And cattle are different than cows. You want to know why?
Yes,
because cows are so dumb. And cattle are so horny.
Wait, what is this accent you're going into?
That was a little segment from NPR that we like to do.
Yeah, that was actually a recording from an NPR episode.
That was a good one. I listened
Will,
to that one.
Thanks for playing that.
Yeah, of course. I got you guys.
Thanks for letting us use your bit, NPR.
Thanks, NPR.
I actually find that hard to believe, though.
What?
That the largest amount of food consumed ever was in Mesopotamia.
Where is Mesopotamia?
The Fertile Crescent.
Mesopotamia, I'm pretty sure, is ancient Italy.
No. It is ancient Iraq.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
I'm pretty sure it's ancient...
No, it's modern-day
Iraq.
I'm pretty
sure it's in Europe.
It's modern-day Iraq.
I'm pretty sure
it's like Iran,
it's probably
Iraq.
Like a mixture of the Middle East and Africa.
No, not Africa.
No, it's the Middle East.
Just the Middle East?
Yeah. It runs
it's
the
not
Nile.
Italy.
It, no.
Close.
It runs that river. Yeah, those there's
you take
two
a train
rivers there.
From one place to another.
I don't think they had trains.
Adam's microphone's not on. We're just playing with him.
Yes, it is.
Oh, just
no, I turned it on.
He looked.
Meow.
Oh,
nice.
Fill in the blank. Brian, right. You didn't get that one.
Guys, let's come up with some segments. All right, fill in the
ask
blank.
Us anything.
That's a good one.
Send us some texts.
Yeah, someone send us a text.
Or
if you're listening.
Call in to 610-330-5316.
We are waiting.
Please don't swear because we'll have to pay the fine.
Yeah, we'll pay $20,000 today.
Yeah, it was a rough one. It was a luckily this podcast has generated enough traction where I can afford those types of things now. I recently bought a Camaro and I also recently bought a fan.
And all of that was from money made from this radio station.
This is the next bit we like to call Under the Water.
Hey,
Ruh-roh!
We got our first caller.
From Robert Robbins. Oh my gosh.
Who's Robert Robbins?
Don't answer that.
So you answer it, you press the microphone button, and then, Will, you got to press the phone on the soundboard.
Answer it.
Yeah, answer it. Put it on the soundboard.
Soundboard? Hey, how's it going? Hold on. We got to put you on the air. Who is this? Hold on.
Can you hear me?
You're at Applebee's?
Wait.
This man is at Applebee's.
Put
him on the soundboard.
And then where do I get the soundboard on?
Okay. Look at
XR.
This is
computer,
bad radio.
Vinyl.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we're bad. We're naughty. We're naughty here.
Oh, it's usually that one.
Robo DJ?
The one to the left of Robo DJ.
Hello? Speak, baby.
Applebee's, speak.
I want to hear you.
Say something, Robert Robbins.
Oh, they hung up.
They hung up. That's why we can't hear
call
them.
Call back, Robert.
He was at Applebee's, and that's about all we got out of him.
Oh, he's calling back.
And he's calling back.
All right.
Did we figure out how to do this?
No, we didn't. But we're going to figure it out now.
Week. Yeah, we did it last week. Will, come on.
Hello?
Hey, it's Robert Robbins. I'm at Applebee's.
Hi, Robbie. How are you?
No, it's Wobbert.
Oh, sorry. Wobbert.
I'm in second grade.
Hey. Don't make fun of this man. He's calling in. He's a very nice man, I'm sure.
I'm in the second grade.
Wait, do either of you guys know who this man is?
Maybe it's Andrew Robbins.
No, it's not. It's Robert Robbins.
Robert, we're really sorry. We can't make you out right now.
We could do this.
Can you help me out, Adam? I don't know what we're doing over here. You know, it ticks me off when I hear this kind of stuff. Cause I want to get it. I want to get right, but I can't get right.
It's Will's first night on the soundboard, and to say that he's a little confused would be an understatement.
All right, we're just gonna put you on speaker, and I'm gonna translate everything he says. Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Oh, but he can't hear us.
Did he just hang up right when I? Oh.
It is.
I put him on the speaker and I heard him.
The episode.
It's me and Robin
having technical difficulties again.
Hello.
It's me and Robbins. Oh my God, it's Maze. It's Maze and Robbins. I told you.
Hey, I'm Wabba Wabbins.
All right, they're calling back. Oh, they actually are. Oh, what? Dang it. Oh, son of a gun. All right, how am I going to do this? Speak to me, baby.
You're
I think, on the air, but I don't think they're going to be able to hear you, but you can talk. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, tell me a little bit.
Connect.
Now what? Oh, this is so frustrating. Robo DJ? Probably not. This guy? Maybe.
Hello?
Hello?
Are they even saying anything is the thing, though?
Dude, I have no... Yeah, they are. They are. They're talking. Look at this.
Hello?
Yo, Robbins, give me a little something-something. Hey, how's it going?
So you just gotta press.
I'm saying stuff.
Connect.
I can hear you. You can't hear me.
We can't hear you.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah,
now.
We can hear you on this.
It's just no one on live radio.
No
can
one on
hear
live
you.
Radio can hear you.
Connect. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, that's good. Turn on every single.
We're gonna
mic.
Turn on every single thing. Aux one. That might be it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello?
Hey, yeah. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, Robbins? Hey, how's it going? Hey, yeah. How's it going, Robbins?
I just got a text saying they can hear the phone call.
They can?
But
they could hear Robbins.
Hey, what's up?
They can hear. Who'd you get that from?
Hope.
She can hear Robbins, but we can't hear Robbins. Robbins, that means one thing and one thing only. You're on the air, baby! Live it up! Live it up! It's your 5 seconds of fame, and I'm going to let you savor this bad boy. Now speak. Good words. Robbins, we wish you we could hear you over here, but we can't. So we're just going to keep it going. We're going to hang up. Much, much love. We love you hoes!
Ooh. Not that tasteful.
Wait,
not
but
that
I can't hear you guys anymore.
You can't. Well, that's because I hung them up.
No, but I can't hear you guys.
You can't hear well. Us?
I can't hear anything. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I think you're just deaf.
We can hear you.
I'm trying to read your lips. I think you said...
I said...
Coffee.
And then I said...
I need coffee before I go to law.
Ooh, and wait, I read that one.
Said, that was naughty.
Naughty. I said something naughty.
Now we don't like to do naughty things
wait,
on
dude,
this radio station. But this is a new bit
the
that we like
of time
to call
we spend here just not knowing what we're doing.
Hey,
it's ridiculous.
Oh what?
I can hear you guys.
Yeah, did your thing get unplugged?
Bryan Cranbino. Bryan Cranston, main actor in Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle. How
right.
are you?
What does he say again?
Jesse.
All right. We're going to cut that bit.
Couldn't have been any worse.
This is a new segment I like to call the WJRH Fill in the Blank. All right, Adam, I have a little Mad Lib that I wrote up real quick. It's right in front of me.
Okay.
And I'm going to you're gonna have to fill in some adjectives, some verbs, some nouns, and we're going to see how this bad boy plays out.
All right, let's go.
Cheese.
All right.
No, that's not it, Brian. Shut up.
A type of cheese.
Velveeta.
Okay. A type
That's actually
of,
a brand.
A type.
Sponsors us.
Are you going to keep ruining it? Or?
A type of stereo system.
Rockets.
All right. What a good choice. An adjective.
What's an adjective?
Short. A.
Verbiage.
Adverb.
Happily.
Oh, that's nice. And... your favorite Pixar movie?
up.
Wait, can I answer one?
Yeah, of course. Brian Crambino. I actually have four left, which is perfect. Give me a type of fish.
Mako.
Okay. Now,
no, that is...
That's okay.
Okay.
It actually works really, really well within this.
I have no idea where we're going with this.
Oh, I know where we're going with this.
Let's send it.
Well, there's still three more adjectives.
Okay.
Oh, adjective, verb, and noun. So
yeah.
Give me an adjective, an verb, and a noun. I'm not even remembering a noun.
Sad.
Okay.
Sadly.
Okay. Sadness.
Sadness.
Are you sad right now?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Andrew
you are.
Robbins. I can't read that. It's crazy. I'll give you like a synopsis of it though. So he's at home listening with his parents.
And
we're not going to give them any gender binary, but let's just say that they're his parents, okay? And we'll talk about the ad lib after, Mad Lib. So he's struggling to talk to his parents about things in his life.
We talking about Robbins right now?
Yeah, we're talking about Robbins.
I said, do you want to ask a question?
And he said he's struggling with some personal issues and he doesn't know how to communicate that with his parents.
Speaking of personal issues, I think STDs are ramaging this campus right now. I think I got one.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
A personal issue.
Man, but, in front of all 757 viewers.
Plus yeah, the 90,000 people from the government.
Oh my God, you're right.
You forgot about the government.
Hey, government. What's up with this two-party system, right? Am I right?
Let's make it four.
Four.
No, heck it. Make it five.
I love just
swear
unlimited
it
parties.
What's up,
Adam,
council?
It's 7:10.
I know. Well, Kyle Stout is supposed to drive me, and he's not responding to my texts.
Oh,
well, looks like you stuck with us, homeboy. Anyway, let's get back to Robbins. So,
I walked in.
No.
Yeah.
You know what? I gotta go, boys.
Oh,
it's been real. To the 100,000 people listening, I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Should we play the song?
Yeah, play a Logic song.
We're gonna play a Logic song, and then when we come back, we're gonna hear this at this Mad Lib. And
yeah, you better.
Oh, it's good.
Put on Icy. Go to Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, one of Adam's favorite albums.
Is it explicit? That?
And then play the
they're all explicit
clean version.
Icy.
You know, Logic. That's not very tasteful of Logic.
What do you mean? That's just like
Gucci Mane, baby.
That's just art. I think it's the second one. Go back. The second one is probably that's the clean version.
All right. We're going to play this
back. Wait. Like double click it or something?
It definitely is. It's the clean version. Now you got to put it on the computer. You got to put on the computer, Mike. Will, you got this.
Wait,
go to computer, click on, and now press play.
Wait, click see all first so we can see if it's the explicit one.
It's fine, Brian.
Songs, see all.
Go to see all. Down.
There we
it's
go.
It's the clean version. Okay, the second one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so then great.
Just click play.
This is
Enjoy
Icy by Logic and featuring Gucci Mane.
Hey, y'all. Thank you all for tuning in right now. This is Kiss FM.
Peace.
I'm icy. I'm clean. I'm icy. To get rich, listen, little bitch. Got the game in my hand like a switch. It's just me and my clique, robbing your money. Robbing your money, said robbing your money. That ain't this funny. Don't do it for money, don't do it for money. But if it come down to the money, I got a lot. More than I need. I got children to feed. I got places to be. I got bitches to feed. Let me see your ID. I'm just playing, I'm playing. You know that I'm playing, don't know what I'm saying, no. Know that we chillin', we vibe, I'm smoking and drinking, we getting this money though. Follow me, follow me, follow me all the way in my paradise. I'm so.
fault, I think I made of ice. I'm icy. I'm icy. I'm clean. I'm clean. I'm icy. I'm clean. And water coming live from the hood like a news reporter. Bling, bling, Mr. S-O, I see why. Scoot, shocking Gucci, man, and I see why. Whoa. I stay fresh and clean, clean like a Dre 3000. I was a big boy since a kid, now the world found out. My name, D. Rager, cuz I'm radical. Teamed up with Logic, he threw me a ladder. Big old solitaires, this collateral. She a wasp, and she's so fanatical. Fall out when they see me, they dramatical. She ain't icy enough, we're not compatible.
I'm icy.
I'm icy. I'm clean.
I'm clean. It's like I'm eyeless, I'm Billy. That boy Logic flow so cold, low, go crazy, silly. You ever gon' stop rap thinking, no, no, not really. Ay, I be quick to put a ugly dude in her place. Cause a beautiful woman is something to see and she's not defined by her face. Can't fuck with no girl that be all in the gram trying to post all of me a spaghetti. Damn, girl, can't you be normal? I'm famous as yeah, we get it already, but who give a shit about that? I am a good man, how about that? No way your hell, I'm defined by the stat. Smoking that pack, let me get it back. Let me get a bit and let me hit it like that. If you wanna come and get it with a rap pack, like, hey, I'ma be here forever and a day. I'll be at the Grammy party with Jay and B. Oh, yeah, that's me. Chillin' out NYC, that's I can't believe. I'm icy.
I'm icy. I'm clean.
I'm clean.
I'm icy. I'm clean.
Icy. Skirt, skirt. What's up, guys? You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania.
And this segment is brought to you by Velveeta cheese. If you like your cheese gooey, creamy. If you like your cheese creamy, you gotta get yourself some Velveeta cheese all up in your snackies.
Velveeta cheese. Not responsible for any injuries. This is Wombology with...
No.
Brian
Cambino and Lil Lurdock.
And yo, what's up? Adam Bramson also. Bazinga!
Bading, 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 dun 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 dun
bum bum bum
dun 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 bum 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 bum.
Yo, what's up? I'm Adam. I have long hair and a beard and I play soccer and I'm homeless.
I'm Jesus.
That was an original song made by Brian Cambino and Lil
and Al Brabson, Bazinga.
Now. I want you to listen up.
Listen up to Will.
Now,
listen to him.
I know that in the previous section, we were talking a little bit about this Mad Lib that we made. And
I'm so excited.
I've gotten it written up, and oh my Lord, is it funny. Here we go.
You're going to want to... Put your kids away for this
one. Put your kids away for this one.
Put them to bed early tonight, huh?
There was once a really nice man. His name was Brian Crambino. He was so mad and he was so horny that he went to a store and he ate a child.
Oh.
He ate a child, and then the child grew up in his tummy, and then the child went from his tummy into his head, and then it concaved his head in. So then he angrily, sadly, madly, 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 sadly, sadly, angrily went to the child and he said, "Hey, why you concave my head?" The child said, "I am Athena. I am the Greek goddess of wisdom. I'm only here to treat you." And then Brian Crambino said, "Hey, I don't want you to treat me. I want you out of my head." So then she said, "No, I'm going to make Medusa eat you." So then Brian said, "No, I want you to protect me." So then Brian went to Poseidon, right? And Poseidon was like, "No, you're mad. I'm angry. You're mad." And so then Brian said, "No.
Badinga."
That was part one. Part two.
We're going to leave a little cliffhanger there for you guys.
Kanye West went to the store one day. Mm. Kanye West was mad at the store one day. So Kanye West ate a child. The child ended up being into his stomach. Then he went into his head and it was concave. So then the calories that he ate from the child ended up going right to his stomach. And then he was like, "You like Krabby Patties, don't you, Squidward?" But then Squidward was like, "No, I don't like Krabby Patties." But then SpongeBob was like, "No, I know you like Krabby Patties, Squidward."
And then Adam Bramson came and ate bread and then said Bazinga.
All right, that was a Mad Lib. It didn't go as well as I thought it would, but that's okay.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
We're going to play charades now.
Oh my gosh.
So if you guys want to watch us play charades, you can subscribe.
It only costs $75 for the whole year. And I think that's a pretty good deal. It all goes to me and Brian and our boozy fund. So then we get to have good drinks and good fun.
Adam actually doesn't get anything.
Well, Adam's a nice sober boy. And speaking of sober boys, shout out to PJ Webb. It's his 1 year.
Whoop, whoop.
Shout out to PJ. I know you're not listening because I think you're at CHT. Probably getting hammered, but.
No, he's definitely not doing that. No,
he's
not.
He's doing a good job.
Good job, PJ.
Probably a little baked, though. That's okay. Brian, we had a caller come in, and he had a little bit of an issue.
Mm.
And I think we kind of addressed it.
I don't know if they're still listening.
That's okay. Robbins, if you're still listening, send something in the group chat. Say something. Say something. Be something. We really wish that you. We can give you some advice about this.
Robert Robbins.
So, Adam is now probably in the car going to Logic.
Hmm.
Logging a little dog.
Places I'd rather be.
No, I actually really like this radio
me
show.
Me too.
And you don't want to know why? Because it just gives me time.
I like
time.
You.
Oh. All right, this next song is...
We're going to take a quick break. This is brought to you by Adam Bramson Bazinga.
My name is Adam. I like saying bazinga.
I have beard and long hair. Bazinga.
No, Adam, we love you at this radio.
We love you. You're such a good boy.
So, Brian, talk to me a little about this Lafayette Lehigh rivalry coming up.
Which one?
I think it has
basketball?
To do with hockey.
Ooh. Oh, you mean that one? So this guy on the Lehigh team back in 1886?
Yeah, I think that was the
year. Started dating some other girl who was the girlfriend of the Lafayette captain hockey team.
Ruh-roh.
His name was Creighton Smithricks. Smithricks.
Yeah.
So if you know Creighton Street, you know that one where Wawa is?
Yeah.
That
was named after Creighton Smith?
Smithstein.
No, Smithwicks.
The first Jewish man to ever attend Lafayette College.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so great guy. But the Lehigh guy took his girlfriend.
And she was
really the prettiest girl at Lafayette.
They called her Aphrodite for short, but her real name was Afro.
Aphrodite D.D. Smith line.
Her name was Afro. But everyone called her Aphrodite.
for short. And she was so pretty. So then this big rivalry started so that capitalism could take all of the money of the students and the parents and the families and sell more uniforms and jerseys and then capitalism.
That's actually kind of the birthplace of capitalism.
Yeah. Shout out Creighton. So yeah. That's the hockey rivalry, but the football one is different.
Yeah, the football one is just completely because they just play football against each other, and
we're like really similar schools.
Yeah,
but it has nothing to do with Lafayette hockey.
Yeah, Lafayette hockey rivalry is totally different.
Totally, way more cooler.
So much cooler.
Way more.
Let's dive into something.
So you want to watch us play charades, guys?
Yeah, we want to hear you play charades.
Overwhelming support from the fans on this one. What am I doing?
Ooh, gosh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A giraffe. Bear. No, no.
No, maybe a man. A lion. A lion. Oh, oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
It's a mako.
Oh, a mako.
Remember I said that before?
Yeah.
I was trying to get you ready for that one. All right, I'll do another one.
Oh, my gosh. Brian. Is
a lizard.
That a girl? Are you being a girl?
No.
Are you being a boy?
Well, indirectly, yes.
Okay.
Confirmed, I am a male.
Okay.
Confirm that. That's a hint.
All right, Brian, what am I doing?
Giraffe. Velveeta cheese.
You got it. I am Velveeta cheese.
Did you guys hear that high five?
Yeah. Yo.
Freaking sweet.
So sweet.
Oh, shred it, brother.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of shreds, we got to give Will Bennett a shout out. This kid shreds.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Here comes the FCC.
Uh-oh. Ness Tracy. But I think we know who Ness is. Ruh-roh.
Ness. The oil company?
Yes.
Hess Trucks.
Hess Trucks.
Oh, Hess Trucks.
Hess Trucks are calling. Let's go. All right.
Hello.
Hess Trucks, you're online.
Wait.
Hess?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on. What's up? Is this the CEO of Hess Trucks?
Did we give a free one? Hess Trucks are sweet.
I have a very big question that needs to be answered.
Yeah, okay. Of course. Have your question answered, brother.
Ow. I hit my head on the microphone again.
What is the meaning of life? I need to answer the meaning of life. I need
32.
All right, all right, thank you so much. You're a dedicated caller. We really appreciate your call. We're gonna let you guys know right after this break, okay? We're gonna play this song real quick, and then after, what is the meaning of life?
You ever take DMT before?
Oh, we're gonna get into talking about DMT.
Thank you.
All right, see you, brother. Bye.
Sweet brother, thanks for calling.
So we're not even going to play the song. Yeah, we're just going to dive right in. Whoosh! So back when I was in Vermont, I was shredding with my band. And we actually, we started doing these things with,
this one. Which band was this?
What?
Which band was this one? The first band or the second band?
This was the second band.
Oh, the Avocado String Ticklers?
Yeah, the Avocado String Ticklers.
Oh, those guys were friggin' sweet.
So I was with the band, right? And we're actually in the Abercrombie Mountains. And
this one with Jesse?
No, not with Jesse. This was with
Jesse's a jerk.
I know, Jesse's such a jerk. This was with Arnold.
Arnold was my boy.
Yeah, Arnold was the boy. So Arnold pulls out this bag, right? And he's like, yo, try this. I'm like, this is just mashed potatoes.
No,
so
I Sudafed. Ate some,
and it was Sudafed. It was Sudafed. So I start thinking about it, right? I start thinking. I'm like, hey, what's the meaning of life? And then all of a sudden, Arnold looks at me, and he says, reproduction.
I actually don't think that is the real meaning of life.
I think it's actually the opposite, which is actually what I pulled from it. So Arnold says reproduction, right? And I say
deproduction.
Deproduction.
Oh my god. Dude, Arnold, I know you're listening, bro. Back when we were up in Vermont and the mountains together jamming. Oh man, I miss those days, bro.
Dude, I miss those days, man. Shout out to Arnold, man.
Shout out to Arnold, but not Jesse.
Not Jesse. Jesse freaking sucks, man. Ugh. We hate Jesse.
For all the people that are watching right now, my hands are balled up in fists because I hate Jesse.
And after Jesse, he took my dad and he said, hey,
you a nasty little boy. And so I said, no, that's my dad. You can't talk to him like that. So I punched him in the face.
Yeah, screw you, Jesse.
So Jesse has a black eye to this day because I hit him so hard in the face.
Dude, it was so hard. I remember that. It made such a loud noise.
It was like,
Over my playing of TNT by AC/DC,
yeah,
I could hear his fist hit his face and eye. And Jesse was like, whoa, dude.
And I was like, Jesse, you're the worst.
Jesse.
And then you're out of the band.
And then I just did some aggressive death metal chugging. Like the, not chugging, like drink chugging. Like
no, yeah.
The guitar. 100%. You won't get it if you guys don't play guitar like we do. Will is using the force. Wait, want to ask me what I think of the meaning of life?
Yeah, well, Brian, why don't you just chime in there?
So this is Adam Brumps again. So the meaning of life is soccer and Big Bang Theory.
Adam, get out of here. You're supposed to be at the Logic concert. Ooh, what are you doing here?
I see, so drip. I see, drip, drip.
I see with the drip, drip. All right, this is a me and Brian original song.
Wait, can I say something first before we sing the song?
Of course.
So you know what, we were playing that Logic song?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you guys could hear at home, but I was actually singing in the background the whole time. And I got a call from the copyright government.
Hold on,
agency.
Hold on. I'm drinking this water really quickly. Hold on.
Velveeta cheese. Velveeta cheese. Anyway, so the copyright agency of the government of the party called, and they were like, you can't do that. You've ruined the song by Logic, and you plagiarized. So now I have a serious academic integrity problem, and I need to figure that out.
Okay, so let's talk this through real quick. What happens when we have a academic integrity problem?
You get kicked out of school.
Yeah. So, Brian, you're out.
Yeah, so yeah, this is probably the last time you hear from me on this podcast. But I'm still going to get those blank check money, baby. $20,000 an episode for me.
An episode for you? Oh yeah. My god.
They had to swing me away from NPR in my last gig with Teddy. Shout out Teddy,
you suck.
Ooh, but no, dude. Oh yeah. Actually, he was kind of the reason why I left. He's one of those NPR guys just like talks like this. So today on NPR, we're going to talk about democracy.
I don't know. I kind of like those guys. Their voice makes
really
me relax.
Interesting. So democracy is this form of government in which capitalism persists.
Well, hold on. I have a question.
My microphone keeps swinging away from my face. It's really annoying. Ooh, plug the men's soccer team into the computer.
Huh?
Oh, sorry, I misread that. Lafayette men's soccer has a home playoff game next Saturday, November 9th.
I want everyone to go. If you're not there, if I don't see 90,700
government,
I would need to see everyone from the government there, and I also want to see
Mr. President and the other ones.
Yeah, I want to see all
the
presidents.
Who's the president
there.
Again? Mary J. Blige.
Oprah.
Wait, didn't she? She's still alive, right?
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, I think she's. I don't know. Does anyone can?
Oh my gosh! Wait, Mary.
She's still
yeah,
alive?
Someone call in. Tell me if Mary Blige.
No, just text it to me. The
yeah,
calling
just
is like,
tech,
wow.
Yeah,
kind
know.
Of throw us off our game a little bit. Just shout out the guy. I don't know if you guys could hear at home, but the CEO and president of Hess Trucks called, and we're getting a free unlimited supply of Hess Trucks.
You know, I actually used to get Hess Trucks every single year
I
for my birthday.
I used to get them every year out for Christmas.
From my uncle.
When's your birthday?
February 18th. When's your birthday?
June 18th.
18.
We're
boys.
18 brothers.
Wait. We should have had a joint.
My microphone is running away from my face. We just high-fived again. Sweet.
It was slick. So listen, wait, what did you do for your 18th birthday?
I went to the DMV and I parallel parked like a boss. And I got my license and I took a picture of it. Want to see it?
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh my gosh.
My wallet is the same one from Pulp Fiction. It says bad. We just used the.
Oh my god. We just had
the
you.
Bleep
oh
thing.
My god. We just had you. Oh man.
That
so was
sorry.
Crazy.
Bad. Oh, dude, you guys just saw another example of the what is it? The wash button?
The bleep one.
The bleep one. Wait,
hey,
don't push it.
If you're so...
Hey, what's up, guys? You're listening
guys.
To 104.9 FM Mafia College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania.
Let's get a little serious right now, Bri.
What is the meaning of life?
Yeah.
Have you ever read that book? I forget what
By
the title is.
Stephen Hawking?
No, not that one. That one is different. This one is, I forget what it's called, but it's really funny.
You want to know how I sometimes conceptualize
things? There's this supercomputer.
Yeah.
And it's, the humans build it, and they put all the resources into building it, and then it goes, they say, hey, supercomputer, what is the meaning of life? And you know what it says?
What?
32. No, wait, 42. And then they go, 42? What does that mean? And they're like, you know the question, but not the answer. Oh, wait, no. You know the answer, but not the question. The answer to the meaning of life is another question. Pretty deep, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why I have the number 42 tattooed
the
on me.
The answer to life is another question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the meaning of life?
Reproduction and deproduction.
Where do children come from?
Well, you go down to the supermarket. We just had to use the wash button again, so yeah, you guys are seeing a lot of little racy stuff on here.
No, Brian. Brian Crambino. I wanted to get a little serious about the meaning of life, but now I kind of want to get a little less serious, and I want to get a little silly.
Talk about Wes' question about... Oh, good one, George.
George who?
Enman.
Oh, nice, George. Way to tune in. Get a good question out
just
there.
Just a good question.
Speak about it.
You know when you're like walking and you see someone you know and
you don't know when to look at them or say hi. You know what I do?
Wait, what do you guys think?
Yeah, so cool. You guys are the best.
Yeah, freaking love you guys. You guys are so awesome.
Shut up, Jesse. Get out of here.
Sorry, guys. We just have a little bit of a live audience in front of us.
Dude, you guys are so sweet.
You guys are so sick. We love you.
Adam, you're so hot.
Adam's not even here. Shut up, Jesse.
Adam, you're so hot.
Yeah, well, enough of the live audience.
Well, thanks, Milo Dinga.
All right, so you're walking down the quad, right? This is what I do.
And I just go, what's up?
No, listen to this. I walk down.
Gangsta.
I go in, and I go, hey, how's it going? So I see them from a distance. I give them an eye contact. I can see that they might have seen me. I might have seen them. You look down. Whether you're doing it, you're just... Pretend you're having a thought, any thought at all. 1950, 1960, Taylor Swift, Mac DeMarco.
I usually just do math in my head.
Really? Just a couple switch problems? Four.
Good boy. That was
give
so
me a treat.
Cute. Oh, I just gave him a treat. He liked it.
I liked it a lot.
I got that fudge from Bacon Fest.
So you basically... You look down for a hot sec, and then you give them one chance and one chance only. You look up at them. Brian, are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm good.
So you give them one chance. You give them one chance when you're about 5 feet apart. You give them one chance. You look at them in the eyes. You look them straight in the eyes. If they're looking at you, you shoot them a hey. If they're not looking at you, they missed their chance.
Of
you,
love.
You are special. You are deserving, and you deserve to be loved. So, if they don't want to give you that love, then you don't deserve to give them your love.
Mm.
So, guess what? That's what you got to do. 5 feet apart, you give them one glance,
and then you punch them in the face.
And then if they don't, you RKO them from behind.
Oh, Randy Orton! Well, we can't say Randy Orton's name on here.
Why?
He's trademarked.
Oh, you're right. He's also part of the government, so he's listening. What's up, Randy Orton?
What's good, Randy? Remember that time at WrestleMania when you RKO'd the Taker back into the coffin? Dude, that was pretty sweet.
Dude, I think you're thinking about Jesse.
I know. Dude, Jesse's been in my head all night. I can't get him out of there. Like Athena.
Oh. fully Athena. Circled. Fully circled.
Anybody else got any questions?
Let's do a math problem.
4 to the 3rd power.
4 to the 3rd power. That's... 64. What is this?
Eugene Cedor.
What's Eugene Cedor? Oh my gosh. Let's talk about Kirk for a sec.
Who?
Our friend Kurt.
Which one? Sacco?
Yeah.
Is he listening?
Shout out Kurt, but you got to get a new barber, brother.
Ooh, you, yeah, he butchered you.
He butchered you bad, brother.
He just
you look like
that,
Ed from Ed, Ed and Eddie. Oh!
Wait, which one is that? That was a good plug there. Shout out to Ed and Eddie. They paid us a lot of money to talk about them.
Like so much money.
Re-relevize them. Relevantinize them.
Revitalize their skin cells with Dove. If you're listening and you like soft skin, and I suggest that you go to Dove for that.
Dove is not responsible for any skin injuries or use of Sudafed. Dove. the best a man can get. Shout out, Dove.
Hey, guys, what's up? You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM. Love you guys, radio. Eastern Pennsylvania.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Home of Bacon Fest 2019, baby.
What? Mm. How was Bacon Fest, Brian?
It was so good. I ate fudge, and then I ate bacon-wrapped chicken tenders with spicy chipotle mayo on it. And then I had a taco with pork and bacon and coleslaw, raspberry coleslaw.
Sheesh, raspberry and pork actually kind of go together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was it expensive?
I got the snacks, so I didn't get like any full meals because I wanted to try everything. So it was like $4 at each place.
Oh, that's not bad. But you got the fudge, though. You have the fudge back at your house?
I ate it all.
Can I eat your
fudge? I only
fudge?
Got an eighth of the fudge.
Can you put some fudge in your butt and then I eat it?
No.
Why?
Wait. Oh, my mic was on? Oh, shoot.
Son of a gun. Who's your favorite artist right now?
Vincent Van Gogh. He's been my favorite artist, but he hasn't had any new work recently, so.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I like Stalker and Nirvana.
I've been listening to Tom Misch recently. Actually, I've always been listening to Tom Misch. But he's like this English, he's like an English John Mayer, right? And he has this thing with his head where he just, chicken head. He did the chicken head. Like when he's playing. Yeah, and like, you can tell that he's sick because when he's playing, he makes like a face that like, he's like, it's like stinky in the room. Like someone just farted. So he's just like, ooh. And like, he's playing and then he's also chicken necking. And like, I just get so horny when he does it. Was that, can we rewind that?
I think the FCC just cut our feed. Shoot.
Sorry, guys. We're going to play a quick song. It's an original. Yeah, it's an original, all right. We'll play it at the end. But it's
Can I request one?
Yeah, you can request one if you want.
Anybody got any song requests?
Yeah, I have one. Yeah,
shut up, Jesse.
You in the back, Jesse? Oh, Jesse, what are you still doing? Shut up,
Jesse.
Remember
that time that I called the mountains while I threw that open house party? Sweet.
Yeah, I remember that time, Jesse.
That was when Will punched her in the face really hard when I was playing TNT by AC/DC.
Hey, don't even talk about that. I don't want to talk about that anymore. My face still hurts from that. Yeah, shut up, Jesse, you stupid idiot.
Sure, dude. Albert, you got chill, man.
Oh, my God. Albert's here. Let's talk about something stable.
Stable?
Yeah.
Like a stable for horses?
No, I'm thinking something so the conversation can flow for about a 5 minutes.
We were going for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We've been steady going now. Can't do too much, though. Can't be too much. You gotta ease.
You just want to solve a murder?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sweat.
So, okay. Yes. Spit it out.
So, there was this guy who played football in the NFL, and he stabbed his wife, and then it's O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my God. It was O.J. Simpson, wasn't it?
He was never found guilty.
Yeah, he was.
No, I don't think he was. He, didn't do it. Not guilty. We just solved the murder.
I have a murder for you.
Murder that deep.
It was 2014. I was in the Appalachian Mountains, and there's this guy
Why
named Jesse.
In the mountains?
Hey, don't talk to me about that.
Hey, and I basically, it wasn't an actual murder, but it was a murder of his ego because I freaking punched him in the face in front of everyone.
Yeah, in front of Karen. Whew, God, love Karen.
Stop.
Karen.
Don't even bring up Karen. Can you listen to this? Listen to this. I went to University of Michigan last year.
Mm.
And
go blue.
Wolverines.
Hail blue.
Oh, yeah. That's go blue. Area, right? Why don't they do yellow? There's more yellow. Oh, no. I guess there's more blue.
Hmm. But their helmets have those yellow things on them.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, why are you going to just, like, claim the color blue? Go blue.
Yeah, it's so messed up.
So, yeah, what the heck?
Like, you know what? I'm red now.
Go maroon. I guess we can do that because maroon's not as big of a color. But blue is literally the most basic color.
There's also only 2,000 of us. We're not much of a force.
But Sparta wasn't much of a force in numbers, but they were in heart.
This is brought to you by 300 and King Leonidas. Do you want to watch an action-packed stabbing, 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 slashing, swords, dying, kicking down a well? Well, then 300 is the right movie for you. It's awesome. It's bad.
So wait.
And it's cool to watch with your friends.
So I was 300. I was at the University of Michigan, and I went to this Darty.
Ooh.
And it was absolutely
What do they call them there again?
I don't know.
Darty.
Dayche.
Yeah.
Dayche.
Child with some twisted tea. Shout out
to Shout out twisted tea, man. You make Dayche's absolutely sensational.
Sensational.
So I'm basically at this Darty, right? I'm just freaking vibing with the boys, right?
For sure.
Just like absolutely killing it.
For sure.
You're just like killing it. And then I go back to the dorm with my cousin because I was going to stay with her. But I ended up not staying with her because I met her friend in the cafeteria of their dorm room while I was very, very
tired.
Tired. And her friend had just come back from the gym, sober as a doll. And I was just talking to her a lot, and she seemed to really like me. So then I go to my cousin's room, and then she go back to her room, but they live on the same hallway. They're in the same sorority. They're really nice. And I basically am like, cousin, I am going to say something to her. I'm going to go in her dorm room, and I'm going to try to lay. So that is what...
this is where the story is going?
No.
I thought this was about the murder.
Well, her name was Karen.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And it's the only Karen I've ever met, and Lord, was I happy to meet her.
Yeah, well, you smell. Oh, savage burn, Jesse. Yeah, someone get Jesse out here.
Jesse! Get out. Open the door.
Adam, can you please escort Jesse to the Logic concert? Away from us.
All right. Jesse's out of here.
Lock the door. Bar the door.
Bar the door.
Get up and bar the door. I've been seeing a lot of Scotland memes recently.
Yeah.
Like, you know the country? Whoa. Oh, that scared me. You know the country Scotland?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I'm from Murdoch is Scottish.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Murdoch.
So it's like they write it how Scottish people speak. So it's like, yeah, moons and Z. It's just everything is spelled wrong. It's really funny.
Wait, in what? Oh, in a meme.
Yeah. So it's just like, ye are, oh, I can't say that word. Cause it means naughty word. A-R, that one.
Yeah.
They say that one a lot too. And they talk about.
AR-50s.
No, that's not it. Gang gang.
Skirt skirt. Wait. So listen.
Where was
the
AR-1? When was that one?
What's the AR-1?
Well, it's now the AR-50. So where was like AR-37? Can someone ask a question? I don't know if anyone's listening.
No. It doesn't matter.
Who's listening. Wait. No, there's 97,000 people listening.
Wait. So. Listen to this. You do a Scottish accent.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, an Australian accent is literally just an English accent. And then you put a southern twang on the English accent and you get an Australian accent. I will demonstrate right now.
Mm.
Hello, love. My name is Tinkerbell.
That was British, right?
Yeah, that was British. Now you put a little southern twang on it. Hello, love. My name is Tinkerbell.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is Hello. That Miles Cherry?
Miles Cherry? Is that...
Oh, what's good, bro? Down there, your basketball, bro.
I got two twin glocks on you to a dancer. We're going to log off pretty soon, because it's already 7:45. But, how long has this been going on? How long has this been going on?
Wait, you've been looking on?
Maybe. Which one?
Go up.
Uh-oh. Wait.
You messed it up, dude. That's not good. Oh, thank God.
We're good.
We got it. We're Gucci.
So wait, guys. We're going to finish this podcast off with a little song I like to call...
Icebox.
Icebox, baby. This one's for all our fans out there. If you want to look it up, it's called Icebox on SoundCloud by Vili Klaus. That's V-I-L-L-Y space C-L-A-U-S.
Ooh, who's that DJ? He's cute.
Oh my God, don't even talk to me about that. He's so cute.
Yeah, but actually, Vili is in here.
Yeah.
Wanna say
I'm
a few
Vili
words?
Klaus.
Want to say a few words, Vili?
What's up, baby? I want to show you something that I think you guys are going to like a lot. It is my new song. It's called Icebox. I came out with it about 2 weeks ago. It has about 10 trillion views on SoundCloud, about lots of money I have.
Ooh, lots of money.
I have flown from Munich for this...
performance?
Is that some more French?
This is Claude Van Friedenstein. Vili is a personal security guard.
And we are going to show you this song.
The greatest song ever. If you don't like it, he's going to beat you up.
I'm going to beat you up.
Just
this
kidding.
Is
no, he won't.
Icebox by Vili Klaus.
Welcome to Icebox, baby.
I want you to go deeper.
What's up, guys? You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is the Joe Rogan Experience.
And my name is Brian Peppers.
And so you ever tried DMT before, man? That's what he says a lot.
Yo, so have you ever tried DMT before? Because I really want to talk to you about this.
I really want to talk to you about this new thing I've been working on.
It's called DMT, dimethyltryptamine.
Tryptamine.
Hey, guys.
So that was...
Wait, do you want to go to CHT? It's for PJ's.
Yeah. I'm not going to eat anything, though. I had a lot of bacon today.
Okay.
That was Icebox by Vili
Klaus.
Klaus.
He's really, really attractive, and he is single and ready to mingle, and he might have the clap. So, just saying.
Ooh. I hope he doesn't.
No, I think he does.
His. if you need his number, it is...
90909999.
No, actually, you write this down. So it's +1.
Okay.
Like the US code.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he's from Germany.
He's from Germany, right.
+1
666.
Ooh, devilish.
66866.
That's not a full number, but that's okay.
It's different in Germany.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah, they use different phones there.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Murdoch, and that is Brian Crambino. And
this is Adam from the Logic Concert. It's crazy in here, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy. We should actually call Adam after this.
Wait, why don't you just call him right now and see if he can plug us into the loft?
Wait, no, we don't know how to do that.
Here, wait, hold on. Just give me 2 seconds.
No.
We have 1 sec.
Oh, it's over. All right, guys. Bye. I love you. Love all our fans so dang much. Oh, we got to put in these track lists. We'll end the episode. Bye.
Love you guys. Oh, we're still on the air. Ha 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 ha.
Psych. I want you to go deep up.